Meditation. Let's open our Bible to the Gospel of John.
我们现在将圣经翻到约翰福音。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
And we'll read from verse 1 to
Or 29.
So to save time, I would encourage the sister to read this whole passage in Mandarin.
So,
you can read the whole thing. And brothers and sisters who are in English, they can look into their own Bibles as the sister reads the passage in Mandarin.
我们为了节省时间, 姊妹将这个中文的翻译读, 完了英文的, 读英文的弟兄姐妹可以自己照着读。 4章第1节, 主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗, 比约翰还多, 其实不是耶稣亲自施洗, 乃是他的门徒施洗, 他就离了犹太, 又往加利利去, 必须经过撒玛利亚。 于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。耶稣对他说：“请你给我水喝。”那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“ 你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个像撒玛利亚的妇人要水喝呢？” 原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。”妇人说：“先生，没有打水的器具，井又深。” 你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源。” 直涌到永生。妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。”耶稣说：“你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。”妇人说：“我没有丈夫。”耶稣说：“你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有5个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。”妇人说：“ 先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。”耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。” 时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚，就是那称为基督的要来，他来了，必将这一切的事都告诉我们。”耶稣说：“ 这和你说话的就是他。”当下门徒回来，就稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人问，没有人说你是要什么，或说你为什么和他说话。那妇人就留下水罐子，往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。莫非这就是基督吗？”
Thank you. Then we'll turn to chapter 1.
我们再翻到第一章。
And we'll read from verse 1 to 5.
我们读第一节到第五节。
So here we'll read both in both the languages. So I'll read and then sister will one verse.
我们两个语言都读，弟兄先读，完了我再读。
John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
The same was in the beginning with God.
这地方说到，在太初神，道与神同在。
Verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
Verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of man.
第四节，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
第五节，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
John chapter 3,
第三章，
verse 20 and 21.
第二十节到二十一节。
For everyone that evil hated the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
Verse 21, but he that doth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
21节，但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
Then we go to John chapter 20.
我们再看约翰福音的二十章。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
But this are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
We'll pause the scripture reading here, and we'll look to the Lord for his help.
我们先暂时读到这里，接下来我们来仰望主。
Loving Father, we thank you for this one more opportunity that was given us to be found in thy house.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你再一次给我们机会，在你自己的同在里面。
And to fellowship with my brothers and sisters.
与我的弟兄姐妹有这样的交通。
Father, as we meditate on thy word.
父，这个你赐给我们这个话。
Thou may open my eyes, and that I may be able to understand and perceive the way thou understands.
求你开我的眼睛，也能明白该所认识的，明白的。
So Lord, I pray that thou may be merciful to me.
求主怜悯我。
Nothing of myself, nothing of my human wisdom may protrude out.
不是因着我，也不是因着我自己的认识。
Only thy words alone.
Only, 单单是你自己的话语。
Send us thy light that we may see light.
愿你赐给我们光，所以我们能够见光。
So I pray that thou may be with me and with my dear sister, and as she translates, that we may be in one mind, one accord, and we also remember our brothers and sisters, that thou may give them a hearing heart.
主，求你赐给我们同一个灵，让我和为你翻译的姊妹在同一个灵里。也愿你赐给所以在这里听的弟兄姐妹可听到耳朵。
In Jesus' precious name I pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So this morning I picked up a theme for the message.
今天早晨我选择了这样一个主题。
From a book written by Rick Warren.
是因着这个 Rick Warren 写的这一本书。
It says the book, name of the book is Purpose-Driven Life.
这本书的书名就是标杆人生。
I'm pretty sure many of our young brothers and sisters may have heard about it or must have read it.
我想在座的许多的年轻人一定听过甚至读过这本书。
Some of the questions which the writer was trying to express in this book was as
作者在写这本书的时候想要、解答一些问题。
What am I doing on this earth?
我在这地上究竟要做什么？
What is my purpose? What is my goal?
什么是我的目标？什么是我的目的？
I'm pretty sure that some of these questions arise in our mind oftentimes.
我相信这些问题常常也会在我们的脑中。
I don't know about all of you, but for me,And especially these thoughts arise sometimes, or most of the times, early morning, when you get up from your bed, and you go into your office, you start thinking about all these things.
所以不知道你是如何，但是对我来说，这是常常在我里面的问题。当我早晨清醒，从床上醒过来的时候，就会有这样的问题。
In my case, there are times where I ask myself, "What am I doing in this country?"
有的时候我还问，我在这个国家究竟是做什么呢？
Why did I leave my family, my parents, and came to this country?
为什么我离开我的家人、我的父母，来到这个国家？
Everything was going so well, so comfortable. What made me to come here?
在我原来的地方，什么事情都很舒适，都非常的好。为什么我要离开那里？
So someone of you know that my role back in India, I was a hardcore sales manager.
在印度，我当时是一个十足的一个销售的。
So it was all about me. I did not have a big team. It was all about me, and I don't have to interact with too many people.
那个时候没有其他的人在我手下，我只是一个人，所以呢，我不用管那么多事儿。
Today, God has given me 25 people to whom I need to interact on a regular basis.
所以今天呢，神给了我25个人，所以呢，我跟他们有很多的接触。
So the questions that arise in my mind is that I was so good going well. It was all about me. I don't have to care about others' emotions, others' feelings.And confrontations every day. Life was so well then.
所以在那个时候，这个生活是这样子的顺利啊！我根本不用考虑别人他们的情绪、他们的问题啊。
I'm pretty sure that some of these questions, or maybe in a different perspective, each one in a different ways of life must be going through those situations.
所以。这个像现在的话，我得要处理，就是他们的情绪、他们的难处这些问题。
So it makes me to remind of a poem which I learned it, and there are times when I recite it to myself.
我这让我想起这个原先我学过的一首诗歌，我当时有把它记下来。
So it goes like this.
这诗歌是这样说的。
What is this life?
这是怎样的一个人生？
Full of care,
有许多的忧虑。
No time to stand and stare,
没有时间能够安静。
No time to stare as long as cows, No time to stare as the cows.
不能像牛那样子安静静的在那里看。
So this goes on, and then it again ends with what is this life?
这个再一次就是在那里问这个问题，这个人生究竟是什么？
So brothers and sisters, for this morning my burden, and I wanted to bring to this passage which we read from this John chapter 4 and help us to understand all of us who are sitting here and all those Christians on this earth to understand that our purpose, our perspective of life goes way beyond what we perceive and understand with our human wisdom.
所以这个就回到我今天要交通的这个负担，就是关于这个人生的目的啊。所有这一切让我们能够回到我们自己的思想，是在这个世上来看这一切呢？
And all our answers can be found in this book which God has given us. That's the Bible.
所以在约翰福音四章里面给我们看见是另外的一个意念。
So I wanted to continue from where I was sharing in the last time. I shared about chapter 1 and chapter 2. And I wanted to continue with the subject from the book of John.
所以我要继续上一次我在这里交通的就是约翰福音的第一章和第四章，就是有关约翰福音的一些信息。
And from this passage, and especially from the life of this Samaritan woman, and try to see and correlate our life with her life and see and look at areas and where we can introspect our life.
所以我们在这里要看在第四章里面的这个撒玛利亚的妇人的生活，我们来做一个这样子的联系，看我们的生活。
The beauty of this book, John, is that it is as similar in lines like book of Ephesians.
所以在这个约翰所写的那个跟在以弗所书所写的
It is not defined to a certain time. It is not defined to a certain geography. It is for eternity.
它不是局限于在某个时间段或者是某个地方，而是它实在关乎于永恒。
And each chapter are interconnected. And as you read the whole book, you cannot isolate a single incident or a single chapter. They're all interlinked. And it helps you to understand your perspective of your life in a better way.
所以每一章每一节它不是独立分开的，它们都是这样子联系在一起。 让我们更多的能够明白我们今后我们所会遇到的。
So we will go not go verse by verse because of shortage of time.
因着时间的短处，我不能一节一节的来讲。
So here in chapter 4, we see a Samaritan woman.
在第四节，我们看到这个撒玛利亚的妇人。
So we see her that in the mid-afternoon, it's roughly around 12 o'clock.
我们看见她在这个午正，就是12点钟的时候。
When the sun was scorching.
当这个烈日真的是正猛的时候。
We see that at that time she walks half a mile from the place where she was to go and fetch water.
她从她住的地方走了半个英里这么长，来到这个地方取水。
She wants to do a time when no one is noticing her.
她想在这个没人可以注意到的时候，她来取水。
And this passage we understand that probably she is doing it because she has her moral, like she was morally not wanted, she was not good in morally and she wanted to escape from the crowds and the people.
从这章里面的背景，我们看得到这位妇人，她是在常人眼里不道德的，所以呢，她想避开别人的耳目，在这个时候来取水。
So she was willing to walk into that sun, and willing to walk half a mile because she wanted to escape the people.
为了避开别人的眼目，她宁愿在这样子的大太阳底下走了这么远，半个英里的路来到这里。
And the place where she goes and where she is a name called Sychar.
她到的那个地方呢，叫做叙加。
The Hebrew meaning for Sychar is drunken or a confused state of mind.
这个在希伯来原文这个词的意思就是醉了，有混乱的。
And as at that point of time, on one day, as she is there to draw the water, she sees our Lord Jesus sitting at the well.
当她来到这个地方的时候，她看到耶稣坐在井旁。
And we see that there is a conversation which triggers off from Lord Jesus by asking her, "Give me to drink."
因着主耶稣向他求给我喝水，他们开始了这一段的对话。
So we know that at that time there was a conflict going on between the Jews and the Samaritans.
我们知道在那个时候，撒玛利亚人跟犹太人他们是不和的。
And so she was astonished and wondering why Lord Jesus was getting a striking conversation with her.
所以她很震惊，为什么主耶稣作为犹太人来向他说话。
And not only that, it was very unusual for a man to have conversation with a woman in those times.
而且在那个时候，一个男子和妇人说话也是非常的不寻常。
But we see that Lord Jesus spoke to her.
你看见主耶稣跟他说话。
And then we see that the conversation which continues from there when Lord Jesus asked her to draw water for her.
我们看见主耶稣。
For him.
主耶稣在那里跟他说，求你打水给我喝。
And we see that in verse 7, when Lord Jesus says, give me to drink.
在第七节我们看见主耶稣说，请你给我水喝。
Then verse 10, Jesus answers her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
在第十节我们看到耶稣回答他说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
So we see that here our Lord Jesus had a certain purpose. He was not there by accident.
所以我们看见主耶稣实在不是偶然到那个地方，主耶稣是有他的目的。
And we can understand this from chapter 4 verse 4. It says,He must needs to go through Samaria.
这我们看见在第四节说到，他必须经过撒玛利亚。
So it was planned, it was an intention of our Lord Jesus to go there and to be at the well and to wait for this Samaritan woman and to encounter her and to speak to her.
这是因为主耶稣早有计划，而且他已经定义要经过这个撒玛利亚，在那个地方坐着等这位撒玛利亚妇人的出现。
So from this passage, as you go through further verses, you understand that this woman, on a regular basis, was going to the well and drawing water from the well.
所以我们从这一章接下来读的下面，我们看得见这个妇人是经常来到这个地方打水。
There was a constant effort, there was a constant strife, there was constant kind of an attempt for each day to go and fetch the water.
我们看见这个妇人，她是不断的来到这个地方来打水，她在这里，我们看见她的一些的挣扎。
From this passage, we understand and can get to know more about the background of about this woman.
在这里我们也看见这里这个妇人她的一些的背景的情形。
As you go to verse, verse 15.
我们看到在十五节里面。
The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw.
先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
So when the Lord Jesus offered her water, a water which he will be a spring of life. So immediately she pounces and replies back and says that, Sir, give me this water, and I will never have to come here to drink.
所以当主耶稣告诉他，主可以赐给他这样子的活水，是永到永生的。他听到以后，他马上回答说，先生，把这水给我。
So from this we understand that that effort which she was going to the well and drinking the water, now she could see that it was a never-ending effort from her, but yet she had to come back again and again because that did not satisfy or make her happy or make her content or met her need.
所以我们在这里看见这位妇人她得不断地来这里取水，因为这个水让她仍然会渴。会有需要。
She was saying that I'm coming here continuously to draw water, but my continuous effort is not meeting my goal. It is making me disappointed, and every time I'm going back and coming again to draw the water.
因为这些水他喝了以后，并不能让他满足，他喝了以后还会再渴，他还有需要，他仍然还得回来再打水。
Brothers and sisters, when we look into our lives, There are so many things where we are striving with our efforts, with our wisdom, and each day we are striving and striving and striving, and yet at the end of the day we feel disappointed. We feel dejected.
所以弟兄姐妹, 我们看我们自己的生活, 我们也在经历, 我们非常的努力, 我们在那里, 在那里真的是努力的工作, 但是我们会发觉到一天结束的时候, 我们里面会觉得非常的劳累, 完了, 有的时候甚至, 丧气。
From this passage we understand there were certain deficiencies in her life, and she was trying to exert her efforts, her human wisdom, in trying to fulfill that gap.
所以在这里我们看见这位妇人, 她有生活上的需要, 她在用自己人的办法来满足。
And it is so, sometimes in my case, you feel that if I do this every day, if I get there, and if I just need to fulfill this task, I should be right at end of the, I should be able to accomplish it. And when you reach there, you still feel that, no, you did not achieve that. I don't know about you, but this is some, there are times where I feel, and it's a challenge which I go in every day.
所以不知道你的情形如何, 但是对我来说, 好像我在那里做计划, 在那里说, 我只要做这些, 我就可以达到那个目标, 但是真的等我达到了那个目标的时候, 我又觉得我好像还是没有, 所以呢, 我周而复始, 就是一直在这样子的过程当中。
It's only leads to disappointment.
一直都在那里得着是失望。
So the first from this Samaritan woman, we see that there was a deficiency in her.
现在我们看见的在撒玛利亚妇人的面前, 她确实有这样的需要。
The second thing what we observe from this passage is that she lacked harmony with God. Harmony.
另外我们看见她与人相处没有那个和睦的情形。
So how do you come to know that?
那我们怎么知道呢?
So we see that in verse, when Lord Jesus says that, when she says that, I need to drink water, Lord Jesus says that, go and call thy husband in verse 16.
所以当这个妇人回答说, 先生请把这水赐给我的时候, 耶稣就告诉她说, 去叫你的丈夫也到这里来。
Verse 17 she says, the woman answered and said, I have no husband.
在17节妇人回答说我没有丈夫。
So here we can see that she was willing to be blunt and deny some of the things which were internally with her, and she thought that she could escape with that.
她在这里她很坦然,很诚实, 虽然她知道这个事情在人看来是被人厌弃的。
From this we understand that she was not in sync, she was not willing to be transparent, she was not having an understanding and a clear perspective of who God is all about.
她在这个时候她还没有完全能够敞开, 让她自己的这个对神的理解能够敞开。
And so we see that there was a disharmony with God.
所以在这里看见, 她与神之间没有这样子的和睦。
The third thing we see from her is that when Lord Jesus tells her that she has five husbands and the one with whom she is staying is not the one, then she comes to a point where she understands that she was cornered and she was nailed. She goes and takes defense in another point.
所以当主耶稣告诉她说你没有丈夫, 你原先有五个丈夫,现在的不是你的丈夫的时候, 她实在是被逼到了那个角落。
So she says in verse 20 that our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
所以她在20节的时候,她说我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜, 你们到说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
So from this we understand that woman was very traditional.
我们这里看见这个妇人她其实是蛮传统的。
She understood the word of God, but she was willing to be not transparent with God, and she was going and she had too much knowledge about the history.
他虽然他知道神的话，他但是他跟神之间并不和睦。那他在这个地方，他也有一些对这个历史的知识。
And when she was came to a point where she was exposed, she went and take refuge in her traditions.
所以当他在这里被暴露。 显露出来他所做的这些不道德的事情的时候呢，他马上就转到这个传统的这个话题。Dear
brothers and sisters, this is also sometimes in our life that we try to many times our facts, our things, what we do, we take shelter in traditions.
这个也是我们常常这样子行的。当我们碰到一些难处的时候呢，我们就躲在这个遗传、这个传统的里面，好像做一个保护。
There are times, there are so many whom I have met, they would always say that my father or my great grandfather was so and so, and he was so and so missionary, or he was so and so pastor, and we take pride in that, and we think that that is good enough for us to also get a ticket to heaven.
所以呢，这个好像我们会这样子把我的祖辈哈，我的祖父啊，他们所做的或者他们是个传道，是用这个来作为我的一个保护，觉得我也应当可以上天堂。
So we now are able to know and able to draw define this woman, a woman who had deficiency in her life, who was trying to exert her own efforts, a woman who lacked harmony with God, and a woman who tried to consider traditions as a power.
所以我们看到这个妇人，她第一，她是在生活当中有缺失、有需要；第二呢，她跟神之间的关系是没有和睦的；第三，我们看见她在那里用过去的传统遗传来做掩护。
To such a woman, God in this verse 10 and verse 14 offered her everlasting life.
在面对这样的一个妇人的状况呢，我们看见神在第十、第十一节把这样的活水愿意赐给她。
He told her that the water which I'm going to give it to you is forever. And this was, let's read this verse 14.
他告诉她这个水啊，给你啊，是一个活水，是永到永流的。
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
在十四节，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
So brothers and sisters, this morning, considering, keeping in mind this Samaritan woman, let's try to understand what is this everlasting life which Lord Jesus wanted to give to this Samaritan woman.
Yeah, 今天早晨，当我们在这里来看这位撒玛利亚妇人的时候，我们来考虑什么是那个永远的生命。
For us, we'll have to keep in mind that this chapter, as I said, is not isolated. We'll have to go back in the previous chapter, that is chapter 1, 2 and 3, to understand and have better perspective of what is this everlasting life all about.
所以我们说过这本书每一章节都不能分开的，所以我们再回到前面的章节一二三章来看这个永远的生命到底是什么。This
incident happened in times when the people were so much very strong and stern in religious activities and took pride in them.
所以我们这个故事发生在当那个时候， 人们对于他们自己的这些宗教是这样子的持守，而且觉得非常的自豪。The
Jews around, the people around at the time were not willing to accept Christ and receive Christ and see him as a Messiah.
当时的犹太人他们拒绝接受主耶稣，不愿意承认他是要来的弥赛亚。For
them, they were trying to comprehend, they were trying to understand everything on their human wisdom, on everything on earthly way.
他们在那里用他们这个人的这个聪明，人的这个方法来理解，来借着这个来认识耶稣所做的每一件事情。
They were thinking that the Messiah will come on this earth and he'll change their physical appearance, their physical lifestyle, he will change, everything will be with the visual or with vision.
所以呢，他们在那里等候这个弥赛亚来的时候呢，是能够改变这个世界，这个物质世界，让犹太人他们能够变得更加的繁荣。
They failed to understand that it was much more about not about the earth, but it was more about the heavenly affair. It was more about the heavenly realm, where the life of His Son, Lord Jesus Christ, which should be seen in each one of us.
他们根本没办法想象理解这个弥赛亚要来的时候是带进这个属天的事物，在天上的这一切将要被带到世上。
That is why they failed to understand who he was and what was his purpose. And that is why the reason why is that many times Lord Jesus had to go out of his place and go out into the neighboring cities and there share the gospel.
所以他们没有办法理解为什么主耶稣要这么做，而且呢，要到了这个边上的这个城，去到那个地方。
John brought out very well, and the whole gospel is all about manifesting him as the Son of God. And we, as a church, or we as his children, and have to have union with him.
在约翰福音，我们看见说到主耶稣他所要做的，就是要让人看见他是基督。而我们作为他的儿女，作为在教会里面，我们同样。
Through this book, John is telling and he is expressing that the Lord Jesus is looking for his people who will know him, who will understand him, and in fellowship with him, they will be able to enjoy his grace and truth.
所以在这里我们看见，就是作为他的儿女，作为教会，我们应该与他有这样子的交通，与他认识他。来跟随他。
Not only we know and understand who he is, but through us, we are also able to manifest his grace and truth through our lives.
不单是认识他、理解他，我们还要借着我们能够把他能够表明出来。
So, brothers and sisters, it's very important for us to understand few facts. And if we don't understand those facts,we will not get to understand the purpose and the incidents and the situations which are prevailing around us.
所以只有经过这样子，我们才能认识到神在我们周围让我们遇见的这些事情，这些人事物。
That's why I went to book of John chapter 1 from verse, we'll read from 3 and 5.
我们再回到约翰福音第一章。第一到第五节。
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
第三节，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
And in him was life, and the life was the light of man.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
So, brothers and sisters, I want to bring to you forward is that we need to understand that this, all these things which I spoke about, how I moved to this country and how the things and people came in my life, we need to understand that these are all governed by God.
我们应当有这样子的理解，像我来到这个国家或者人。到神的面前来认识他，都是由神在那里安排的。
God maintains them. He is the one who moves people. He is the one who brings in incidents. He is the one who brings in certain circumstances in our life.
我们的神他是掌管所有这一切的，就是让这些人来到我们的中间，这些事情的发生，这一切都是在他的计划安排的里面。
Through these situations, he wants us to bring into the truth.
借着这一切，他把我们带到真理的面前。
We may not understand some things at certain times, but his eventual plan and purpose is for all of us to come into the truth.
虽然我们在那个时候可能并不理解， 为什么这事情这样发生，但是到了最后他总是要把我们带到真理的面前。
To come to an understanding that it is the He who made everything, it is He, without, as we read in verse 3, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything that was made.
在最后他让我们真是看见那个万物乃是借着他造的，凡造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
So, brothers and sisters, He is the one who orchestrates things. He is the one who is adding things, deleting things, moving things. And so, He is the one who is in control of everything.
所以他是那个在那里掌管，在那里调度，把这个事情加进来或者减去，或者在那里改变，所有这一切都是在他的掌管底下。
The sooner we understand, it makes our life much more balanced.And we are able to know, and we are able to have more peace and satisfaction.
借着他这些，让我们有一个更加平衡的这个生活，而且借着他，我们能够经历他的平安和喜乐。
The second truth we need to know is that if we don't allow Him to work in our lives, and we don't understand the truth, it leads to an unbalanced life.
第二件事情我们要知道的就是，若是我们不允许他在我们里面这样子来工作的话，那这个结果就是带来的那些不和谐。
So this, if you look at this Samaritan woman, she was trying to do things by own effort. She thought that she could live that life, hiding away from the people, and she thought that by just doing this act day by day, she could achieve.And get what she wanted in her life.
所以我们看到这个撒玛利亚妇人，她自己在那里想用她自己的办法，她可以避开人的这些批评的眼光，她可以一直这样持续不断的照着她所要做的来达到她的目的。
What it turned it eventually it was only unbalanced. There is only dissatisfaction. There is only discontentment. There was never satisfaction at all in her life.
所以。造成的结果是什么呢？就是他没有办法得到这个满足，没有办法得到这个平安，仍然是缺乏。
Brothers and sisters, whatever how well planned you are, and we know that when we go to the chapter 2, imagine that there is a wedding going on there.
弟兄姐妹，当我们这样子做的时候，我们就看到好像在第二章的这个地方有这个结局。
A wedding which is the most important moment of your life. And I'm pretty sure that when you have wedding, you plan for months to ensure that everything goes so well and so perfect. Nothing is lacking, nothing is falling short.
这里讲的那个婚宴，我们知道婚宴是每个人生最最重要的，在那里。有许多的计划安排，想要达到最好的结果，但是在这里看见。
But yet, with all those planning, with all the arrangements, we see in chapter 2 that the wine was short.
虽然在人们都是这样子尽好的、尽努力的去安排，但是在第二章我们看见酒用完了。
Brothers and sisters, in my own personal life, I've seen there have been times where I wanted to.Discount or ignore the truth, and I tried to go in my own direction and try to do things, and the only thing I found that it led to more and more frustration, more and more disharmony, and more frustration.
这个是我自己的生活当中这样经历的。当我用我自己的方法，按照我自己的这个道路走的时候，避开真理，我发觉到了最后是。越来越多的这个愁烦这个里面的不平安。
Brothers and sisters, the sooner you come to this truth and understand more and more that it is not about the way how we perceive with our human wisdom, but is much more divine and is more goes above and it is heavenly, you will be able to have a better life, you will be able to have a better perspective of our life, of the purpose of our life.
所以弟兄姐妹，这里让我们看见这个真的不在乎我们用多少的努力，而是在乎于这个属天的这里让我们看见我们 要来看这个真理，看这个属天的他的安排，好叫我们对这个人生的目的有一个更好的认识和经历。
And when you are in line with the truth, there is so much conviction, there is so much power, there is so much satisfaction. Even though from the worldly perspective you may not achieve anything, you may not see the way how the world measures, but there will be contentment and joy and fulfillment inside you.
所以当我们来跟随这个真理，按照真理而行的时候，虽然我们在世人的眼里看起来好像并不是那样的成功，但是呢，我们里面却能经历那个能力，那个平安，那个说不出来的这个和神之间的那个和睦。
So just one example which I want to give, but it is not in related to the word of God, but we can understand what I'm trying to say.
虽然这个不是圣经上所写的，但是我希望我讲的你们能够明白。
So one of the main political leader who was responsible for the freedom of India was Mahatma Gandhi.
这有一个有名的印度的这个作者，他写了一篇文章。
So during the time when he was there was one mother and a child who came to him.
在那个时候有一个母子或者是母女来到他的面前。
So the mother brought the child to Gandhi and told him that my son is eating too much sweet. Can you please tell him not to eat?
那个母亲告诉甘地说，我的这个孩子吃太多的甜食，你能不能让他止住？
So he says that okay, and he thinks, and then he tells her, can you come back after 1 month?
所以呢，那甘地说，好的，让我思想一下，一个月以后你再回来。
So the mother didn't understand, but she goes and comes back after 1 month.
这个母亲听了也接受了，所以她一个月以后又回来。
So they come back, and then at this time, Gandhi looks at the son, and the boy said, "Hey son, don't eat sweets. It's not good for you."
所以当他们回来的时候，甘地看着他们完了，对这个孩子说，儿子这个甜食对你不好，不要再吃了。
So the mother was surprised and wondered that why he didn't say the same thing 1 month back.
那母亲就在那里很诧异，为什么一个月以前你不说这个话呢？
So Gandhi said that I myself was eating sweets 1 month back.
甘地他说，因为一个月以前我自己也在吃甜食。
So how can of me, when I, my myself, that is so in truth in me, how can I tell him not to eat?
所以那个时候我自己也是这样子做的，我怎么能告诉他不要？
But now I'm not eating, I've stopped eating.
现在呢，我开始也停下了，不吃了。
So now with that conviction of that inner truth inside me, where I know that this is how it works, I'm able to tell others, and I'm able to share the truth.
所以呢，当我现在自己也经历过了，我内在也知道这个真理是什么，所以我可以告诉他这个是什么。
Brothers and sisters, as more and more truth unreveals inside us, and we start understanding more and deeper meanings of why God called us, why God chose us, we'll be able to have a better sense of ourselves. And as the truth prevails more and more, your interactions, your communication with people, your understanding of relationships, everything will be so different and so full of satisfaction.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们也开始经历好这个内在的这些真理了以后，我们就更多的能够认识别人的需要，别人的情况，那这个我们可以来经历，也可以来说明。
So brothers and sisters, I encourage you that make an effort to understand more and more about the truth, because as you understand more and more about the truth, you will see much and more transparency and clarity of your purpose of your life.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们在这里也学习经历这一些的时候，我们就对我们的人生的目的这一些就变得更加的明朗。
So one of the greatest truths in the book of John says that except you are born new, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
所以在约翰福音我们也看见你人若不重生就不能进神的国。
We see that in John chapter 3. We don't have time, we'll not go there.
Yeah, 约翰福音第三章、哦、这里记载着，但我们没有时间，不能去那里看。
So it's not that you have a new birth or something new. It is about what is happening new inside you.
这个并不是说好像你重生好像有些什么新的东西，而是实在说到我们里面的那个改变。
It is not about the things which are happening outside, it is the things which are happening inwards.
这不是外面的改变，而是我们里面的改变。
It is the nature which in us, which God wants to give us, which is pertaining to the heavens.
所以在我们里面有这样子的一个新的这个、生命、让我们能够接受这个神这个真理。
So I would like to explain this.
我想再做一些的解释。
Do you have seen times and situations after you are born again that you want to do something but there is something inside you which stops you, which holds you back, and then you start wonderingThat what happened?
不知道你有没有这样的经历，当你重生得救以后，你还想要做一些事情的时候，但是里面却是在那里拦阻你，叫你停下来。
I don't know about you, but there are times and situations where I have seen this happening in my life.
不知道你是如何，但是对我来说，有的时候这些事情发生在我身上。
I'll give an example for this also.
我想举个例来说明。
So one month back I had a business partner with whom I work on a regular basis.
在一个月以前我在、的生意有一个伙伴。
So I came to know that some of the bills which he was giving me or invoicing me, he was putting in unhidden cost and which was unseen by me, and he has been doing it for the last 6 months.
所以呢，他给的这些账单里面其实有一些隐藏着的这些、项目，这个其实我都不知道，他已经做了六个多月了。
So guess what I did? I called him, even though he was my good friend, he's my neighbor. I called him and in my human ability, I scolded him, I abused him, you name whatever it is, I did it.
所以呢 你能猜想到我是怎样，我就拿起电话就跟他讲，而且呢在跟他的通话当中，我在那里有责怪他，有指责他，反正你能想到的我都做了。
So this happened for one day, and then next day again he calls me and he was trying to still justify, and then again I blustered at him left and right.
那有一天他就回过来想要跟我解释这个事情的缘由，但是呢我没有听他，我就拒绝。
Then as the conversation got over, there was something in my heart which told me that what you did was wrong.
啊，这个事过后不久呢，我里面好像就有声音告诉我你做错了。
You yourself did not see it. You did not see it coming, and this person has worked with you, and there were so many things you had. You had no reason to accuse him.Or to argue with him and confront him and to be able to and humiliate him.
所以呢，他在这里提醒我哈，他是你的很好朋友，你跟他共事那么久，那你不应该这样子来指责他，这样子来羞辱他。
So then I said, I'm not going to call him because it will show that I'm compromising and probably he will feel good about it. I'm not going to do that. And there was.A conflict going inside.
所以我里面就开始有挣扎，觉得不不不，我不能这样子去说，因为我这么说了以后我就让步了，完了他就觉得他这样做是对的。
But something inside me compelled me, forced me to pick up my phone and call him.
但是里面呢，就一直在那里坚持要我拿起电话打电话给他。
I called him and told him that I'm sorry, my tone was wrong, it was not my intention, and please forgive me.
所以我告诉他我错了，求你原谅我，我讲话的这个语气语调都是错的。
And he told me I'm so happy that you called me.
他告诉我好高兴你打电话给我。
I couldn't sleep from the last time you told me, and it was the day when my mother had passed away, And it made me so sad and so hurt. On top of that, you scolded me and I couldn't sleep the whole night.
他说从那天开始我就没有办法睡觉。那一天你给我打电话的时候，正好是我母亲过世的时候，我那天非常非常的伤悲伤。So never mind,
I really appreciate that. Don't worry, I'm fine and I'm okay now. And we are back in business, working together and things are good.
所以呢，他就说谢谢你这样子打电话，让我里面能够得着安慰。以后呢，我们就重新和好，我们还是在生意上面是很好的伙伴。So
there is the term which I want to put it that there is an other in you, or maybe in you know in the terms which youngster your dual personality, what you have inside you, where it keeps on correcting you, prompting you, stopping you. And leading you to certain situations and things which you don't understand. It's nothing else, but it is the Spirit of God which is in us, which is guiding and leading us into the truth.
所以在我们里面好像有一个当家的，在那里纠正我们、拦阻我们，甚至把我们引向一些其他我们不认识的这些事情。其实这是神在我们里面。
As you understand more and more those truths, and as you meditate more and more on the word, as you fellowship more and more with God's children, your insideness exposes out to new and new opportunities, new and venues, new ways of understanding the truth.
所以当我们越多的认识神的话，明白神的话，与弟兄姐妹更多的交通以后，这个里面就越来越多的让我们能够明白。 知道这些，这有个新的方法，新的思路，这一切的新的事情。
Brothers and sisters, those things you cannot understand or perceive from the earthly sphere.
从属世的角度，我们永远没有办法才来理解的事情。
You need to be born anew.
你必须重生。
It cannot be in that old nature of us, in who we are, in that trying to put new of him, no. It has to be new out of new. His life coming in us, and that very life, we are using it and expressing it, and understanding the perspective of our life, that is what is a new life.
什么是这个新的生命呢？我们不能再用这个旧的生命来思想，来接受这些新的事物，必须用新的生命。 来接受，来经历这些新的事物。You
are able to understand things better. You are able to see things, everything in a spiritual understanding. You see that there are so much new capacities. There is more tolerance. There is more understanding in you.
所以用这个新的生命来接受，我们能够认识更多的这些新的这个生命的有关于新的生命的事情。
And in every person whom you encounter, you are seeing and understanding and perceiving.
所以我们碰到的每一个新的事物或者新的人的时候，我们可以认识到。
When I see myself before and now, I can see and I can testify that I was a man who was willing to confront, willing to attack someone in any short conversation if the person was exposed.
所以我这个人按照原旧的这个个性的话，我是可以，就是跟人在那里对付的。But
now, in every situation, when I am, whether it is a brother and sister, whether it is my own children, whether it is my own wife, with all of them, there is always an heart of trying to understand them, trying to let go, trying to make an effort to understand who they are.
那现在呢？ 在我里面有这个新的生命，让我可以面对我自己的孩子、我的妻子或者其他的人的时候，我有一颗愿意的心去认识他们、去了解他们。That
is God. Yes, sir.
去让步。
That is God residing in you with divine capacities, with divine consciousness, with the divine understanding, and all the intelligence, everything belongs to God.
那在这里我们看见是神把这个属天的这个智慧、这个认识。
That is only possible when you allow yourselves, when the truth comes to you, that you are able to come more and more in light and allow His word to work in you.
这个就是当我们面对我们这些事情的时候，我们愿意让神在我们里面，我们接受更多的从天而来的这些。
That is why he says to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, you cannot understand these things. You want to understand things, you need to be born from above. You need to be in fellowship with me. You need to be with me in the place where I am, that is in the heavenly realms, to understand, have a deeper perspective and to know things the way how I am doing miracles. It is only that unless until you are with me, you cannot know me sitting on the earthly sphere and understanding things.
所以他跟尼哥底母说，你必须重生，你才能认识这些属天的事物。你不能用世上的这些来认识属天的这些事物。你不能认识神的国，你不能认识我，也不能认识为什么我行的这一些的奇迹。
As more and more you allow His light to shine coming to you, you'll be able to understand more and more about Christ.And through him, as you fellowship with him, you will be able to see more and more union with him, and you will see his life working in and through you.
所以越来越久的这个生命在你里面可以增加，完了你跟他之间的联合，你能更多的认识他，明白他。
One of the verses which Sister Wu brings us again and again, that Psalms 36:9, In his light we shall see light.
这个有一节圣经我们的姊妹周五姊妹常常说的就是这个你在光中得以见光。
Yeah, Psalm 36:9, In his light we shall see light.
在诗篇36篇的第九节在他的光中得以见光。
Brothers and sisters, that's why the verse, that's why I brought to the verse, that is John 3:29.
我们再来看这个约翰福音三章的二十九节。
But he that doth truth cometh to light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
二十一节。
21.
二十一节，但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
And when you have this understanding and perspective of, as you go and more allow that truth.And allow the light to work in you, you're able to understand more and more about yourself.
当你愿意让真理在你里面一点一点来工作，你更多的能够认识你的自己。
Brothers and sisters, in the Old Testament, when the Shekinah glory when landed on the mountain, it was people couldn't go and touch the mountain. People could not go and see it because it was all aboutThe holiness and the purity and the divinity of God, which a common man could not understand it, a common man could not perceive it with his human wisdom.
所以在旧约我们看到，当神的荣耀降在这个圣山上面的时候，是人是不能靠近、不能触摸的。
But through His Son, Lord Jesus Christ, it's all about grace and truth. Now that power or which He wants to express is only about.His grace and truth.
所以借着主耶稣基督显明了他自己的恩典和真理，借着他我们也认识了经历了这个恩典和真理。
So that is why when we go back into John chapter 4, when she says that in verse 25, she says that when Christ he will come, he will tell us all things.
所以在第四章的第二十五节这里说到，我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。
So there's a prophecy in the book of when Moses told the children of Israel that he gave and said that the Messiah is going to come and he will tell them at that point of time also if they're going to not repent, they're going to be destroyed.
所以在这个先知书在摩西讲到了这个弥赛亚要来，要把这一切事告诉他们，但是若是你是拒绝，你可以。
So now when she is encountering Jesus, when she understands, it is not about me, it's not about the efforts which I do, it is all about him.
所以当这个妇人经过了这一切以后，她知道这一切不是有关于我，而是关于他。
When I allow him to work in my life,When I allow him to deal in my life, I don't need to live this superficial life, this fabricated life, this camouflaged life. I don't need to pretend. I need to be the way I am, and I can go to him.
所以当我在那里接受他，允许他在我生命当中来对付，来做工的时候，我就可以放下所有这些伪装，能够单单的按着我的本相来生活，来到他的面前。
Brothers and sisters, when you have this kind of an understanding that I don't need to exercise so much of my strife and everything, and when you have that kind of understanding, what do we do?
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们认识到我们不需要在自己在那里挣扎努力，我们可以放下所有这一切的时候。
When you understand that now you have come to the end of this dissatisfaction, now there is no more strife, and now you know the purpose of your life, you know who you are, and you know what to do.
所以当我们现在这个时候认识到我已经到了人的尽头，而我认识我自己的这个生命的这个目标目的的时候，
Brothers and sisters, we will tell everyone.
我们就会去告诉所有的人。
We'll tell the whole world. We'll tell our family. We'll tell our neighbors. We'll tell our business associates. We'll go and tell the way how you are, because now you don't need to pretend. You don't need to disguise. Everything is transparent and clear, because now you have met the Lord, and now the truth is prevailing in you.
所以当我们遇见了主以后，我们可以向着全世界，向着你的周围的，你的朋友，你的同事，你的家人来诉说，这一切对你来说都变得非常的清楚，你生活生命的目标。
That is what happens to the Samaritan woman. This in verse in chapter 28, in verse 28, 4:28.
Chapter 4, John 4. 在这里，约翰福音的第四章的二十八节。
Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?
29节。
This woman who was hiding, this woman who was discreet, the woman who never wanted to go and meet people, now she's forgetting everything. She's willing to go and meet people and tell them that, come see this man who told me all things.
这个妇人曾经她是要把自己藏起来，躲避所有的人，跟没有跟人有任何的接触，但这个时候她把自己完全敞开，她愿意到远近去告诉所有的人，这个人将我素来所行的一切事都说出来了。
So what is the first thing they're going to ask?
那他们会首先问什么呢？
What thing are you talking about? What did you do?
这个你说的是什么？你做了什么呢？
Then she is going to be bold enough to say that I did this, this. This is what was my life.
她会非常勇敢地告诉所有的人，这是我所做的一切事情。
Because brothers and sisters, she realized and understood it is not about her. It is all about our Savior Lord Jesus Christ. It is all about His glory. And his man, and her relationship and her union with him, it's no more anything about her.
所以再不是关于她的自己，而是在于这位主耶稣基督拯救她的。她会把这个这位主，她与主的这个关系，她都愿意向人敞开。
Brothers and sisters, what a joy it is!
这是何等的喜乐！
And we know what happened then. It says in verse 39.
我们再来看在39节。
And many of the Samaritans of the city believed on him, that is Jesus, Lord Jesus, for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did.
这个结果就是那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
So brothers and sisters, we have been chosen for a purpose.
弟兄姐妹，我们的蒙拣选是有目的的。
To have his life and union with him, through our life, that we may be able to have his grace and truth revealed to us as we interact in our relationships, in our work, wherever we are. So the very purpose for which he has chosen us, the very purpose for which he has given this light, will be accomplished in and through us.
所以我们真的是说，当我们有主耶稣，我们跟他有联合，有他的生命，他的生命就要在我们里面能够被彰显出来，能够活出来，
So brothers and sisters, I want to testify with this kind of experience, as more and more the light is dawning in me, there is more and more contentment, satisfaction, because now the focus is not on the earthly things, the focus is on the content in your heart. The focus is on the way how, where you are allowing Him to dwell in you and allowing Him to work and in through you.
所以呢，我们里面也会经历这样子的平安，这样的甘甜， 因为不再是其他的， 而是我自己心的那个状态， 我可以让他在我里面， 与我联合， 与我交通， 让他在我里面做主。
And I'm still working on that. Still there are so many things which God is revealing, but as of now, as I can understand that, I dare to even point a finger to anyone, because every time when I see something wrong, God is always showing me in where I need to work, where what He is working in me, and there is a bigger joy and satisfaction in understanding others.
所以当我面临这一些事情的时候， 我愿意来学习， 来认识所有周围的这些 发生的事情的原因， 缘由， 那刚刚， 弟兄讲到的是， 让神的真理和恩典能够被活出来。
The purpose is to achieve Him and achieve have His life. It is something which is eternal, something glorious, and that is should be the one which should be driving us. That should be your main drivers as you walk on this earth.
所以这个就成为我们的标杆， 就是让他的生命， 让这个荣耀来支配我们的生活， 我们的， 一切。
We conclude with 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7.
我们在结束之前， 我们来看哥林多后书的第四章的第六。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7.
第四章的6到7节。
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里， 叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
But we have this treasure in the earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里， 要显明这莫大的能力是出于神， 不是出于我们。
Forgive me for taking a little extra time.
请原谅我， 有点过时。